我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, please turn with me in the Bible.
我们先看希伯来书第一章。
We're going to begin with Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
我们从第一节读到十二节。
We'll be reading verses 1 through 12.
又说主啊你起初立了地的根基天也是你手所造的天地都要灭没你却要长存天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了你要将天地卷起来像一件外衣天地就都改变了唯有你永不改变你的年数没有穷尽。
So it's actually verses 10 through 12. And thou, Lord, in the beginning didst lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They will perish, but thou remainest, and they all will become old as a garment. And as a mantle thou wilt roll them up, as a garment they will also be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years will not come to an end.
哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
16到18节
Verse 16 through 18
所以我们不丧胆外体虽然毁坏内心却一天新似一天我们这至暂至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀原来我们不是顾念所见的那是顾念所不见的因为所见的是暂时的所不见的是永远的
Therefore we do not lose heart but though our outer man is decaying yet our inner man is being renewed day by day for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison while we look not at the things which are seen but at the things which are not seen for the things which are seenare temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5,
第十六十七节
verse 16 and 17.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil,So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
最后我们看彼得后书第三章。
And we'll look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们要从第八节读到十三节。
We'll be reading verse 8 through 13.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就有人以为他是单言其实不是单言乃是宽容你们不愿有一人沉沦乃愿人人都悔改但主的日子要像贼来到一样那日天必大有响声废去有行止的都被烈火消化地和其上的物都要烧尽了这一切既然都要如此消化你们为人该当怎样圣洁怎样敬虔切切仰望神的日子来到在那日天被火烧就消化了有行止的都要被烈火融化但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地有义居在其中
But do not let this one fact escape your notice.Beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
今天早晨我还是有一点负担啊，想和弟兄姊妹讲到这个永远和时间之间的关系。
This morning, my burden to you is still that on the topic of eternity and time.
有的人以为说呢，这个题目是一个很深奥的题目。
Some people think that this topic is a very profound and deep topic.
其实呢，这是圣经中啊里面呢所有的一个最基本的一个启示。
But this is in the Bible is a very basic principle.
这也是我们基督徒应当有的基本的认识。
And this as a Christian is something that we need to understand.
我个人感觉
My personal feeling,
如果我们能把永远和时间分辨清楚
If we can discern what eternity and what time is,
我们对我们今天在地上的生活会有不同的眼光
To our daily living in this world, we will have a different way, a different view.
对神的工作对于教会会有不同的看见
Regarding God's work and the church, we will have a different view.
对圣经读圣经你有不同的感觉
Regarding the Bible and reading God's the Bible we will have a different feeling
所以这是一个非常重要基本的认识
So this is a very important yet basic understanding that we need to have
那么到底什么是永远什么是时间呢
So what exactly is time and what exactly is eternity
我们可以说永远和时间是两个不同的境界
So we can say that eternity and time are in two different realms.
永远不是时间。
Eternity is not time.
它也不是时间的延续。
And it is not a continuum.
当我们将来进入永远的时候弟兄姊妹我们就不再需要时间。
And as we enter into eternity, we do not need time.
但是这两者对于今天来讲有密切的一个关系在。
But these two aspects in today's time it's very important for us to understand.
所以我们先交通一点关于永远的事。
So we want to fellowship first on the aspect of eternity.
圣经很清楚地启示我们。
The Bible clearly reveals to us.
只有神和属于神的一切是永远的。
Only God and all things of God are of eternity.
如果弟兄姊妹你读到出埃及记第三章
If you read in Exodus chapter 3,
当神把他的名字启示给摩西的时候
that when God gave his name to Moses,
这个名字也说明了他的所事
and this name also speaks of who he is.
那么他告诉摩西说
He said to Moses
我的名字就是亚威
He said my name is
希伯来文里面的意思
is Yahweh
那么这个名字的意思呢哈，那么我们中文把它翻作是自由拥有的
andIn Chinese, it is translated I am.
英文呢？英文翻作什么
？And in English, it is I am. I am who I am.
那么在希伯来原文里面呢，这个意思呢，原文的意思，这个名字很特别。主说：“我就是那我是的。
”And in Hebrew, it means I am that I am.
那么这个 I am 这个字呢哈
in this phrase I am
它有几个不同的意思
There are a couple of different meanings
头一个意思 I am 就是我是对吧
And the first meaning of I am is That is what I am
神的意思就是说呢我是一切
And the Lord says I am everything
对于神的儿女们来讲我们能够明白这一个是非常大的福气
As a child of God, if we can understand this, this is a true blessing to us.
神是我们的一切。
That the Lord is everything to us.
但是另外还有一个意思呢。
And then there is another meaning.
稍微懂得英文的人都晓得。
And those who understand English will understand this.
I am 就说明一个现在式，对吧
？I am is also a present tense.
那么主说，神说我是。
The Lord says I am.
就是无论在什么样的情况里面，它都是现在。
That no matter in what situation or time, it's now.
所以因此呢。有人就这样解释说
So there are some people who explain it in this way.
神是一个永远的现在
That God is a forever
eternal
now.
弟兄姊妹们这个什么意思呢
So brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
就说明他是永远的
This means that he is of eternity.
所以只有神是永远的
So only God is of eternity.
那么凡是属于神的一切也都是永远。
And anything of God is also in eternity.
所以他的生命被称作是永远的生命。
So his life is an eternal life.
他的爱，他的圣洁，他的公义都是永远的。
His love, his righteousness, and his blessing are all of eternity.
他的旨意也是永远的。
And his purpose is an eternal purpose.
那么他的国度他的权柄他的荣耀都是永远的
His kingdom and glory and power are all eternal
他和我们所立的约也是永远的约
And the covenant that he has given to us is also eternal
他的同在也是永远的
And his presence with us is also eternal
他的能力也是永远的
His power is eternal
那么照样他的审判也是永远的。
And likewise, his judgment is also eternal.
所以一个人若是还没有能接受耶稣基督的救恩
So those who have not accepted the salvation of the Lord
在神的审判底下是非常的可怕。
Under the judgment of the Lord is a very horrific situation.
圣经说那个沉沦乃是永远的沉沦。
And that The word perish is an eternal perish.
圣经讲那个死才是可怕的死，是永远的死。
And that death is an eternal death.
并且将来所遭遇的那个可怕的情况叫做永远的火湖。
And that situation, that horrific situation of intense fire is an eternal fire.
感谢我们的神。
But we thank the Lord.
他预备了救恩。
He has prepared this way of salvation.
所以他的救赎也被称作是永远的救赎。
So his salvation for us is also an eternal salvation.
这个意思是什么呢
？And what is the meaning of this?
简单的来说，就是神的救赎是有一天要把我们从时间中带到永远里面去。
And to simply put this, it is God taking us out of time and putting us into eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道只有神和属神的一切。才是真正的永远。
Only God and things of God are of eternity.
但是感谢神呢。
We thank the Lord.
神在时间中啊。
That within time.
他也许可人对永远有一些的经历。
He allows man to have our eyes open to the things of eternity.
以赛亚书第45章15节告诉我们。
And in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 15 it says,
我们的神在时间中他是自隐的神自己隐藏的
That in time he is a God who hides himself
所以难怪人在时间中人找不到神
So that's why among men you can't find God
因为神把他自己隐藏起来了
Because he hid himself
但是呢这位自隐的神
But this God who hides himself
他却是有个恩典
He gives grace.
他就使许多的人呢，从时间中可以看见永远。
He allows mankind in time to see the things of eternity.
从时间中可以经历永远。
That in time we can enter into eternity.
所以在旧约的时代中啊。
So in the Old Testament time.
我们看见那些活在时间中的人。
Those who live in time.
有的人他们就在他们的生命中开始摸到了永远。
That many people in the Old Testament, in their life, they touch the things of eternity.
所有这些摸到永远的人，我们看见在他们的生命中都产生极大的变化。
And those who have touched this little bit of eternity has changed their life tremendously.
啊，圣经旧约有这样的话说。
And the Bible has a saying.
神裂天而降。
That the heavens were opened to us.
啊， 那么什么叫做裂天而降呢？
And what does it mean that the heavens were open to us?
这个意义就是说呢，神在时间中啊，让他们呢看见了永远呢。
This means that in time, God has opened up eternity for us to see.
对他们来讲，那个感觉上面好像天裂开了。
For those who saw this, it was as if the heavens were split open.
其实什么叫做启示呢？
And what exactly is revelation?
从时间中摸到永远就是启示。
For us to, in time, to touch the things of eternity, that is revelation.
启示不是我们光是心思意念上面的一种的领悟。
And revelation is not something that in our mind we think about.
启示乃是心灵里面的眼睛被打开了，看见永远。
Revelation is deep within our hearts, we see the things of eternity.
所以在旧约圣经的里面，
So in the Old Testament,
我们看见亚伯拉罕有这样的经历。
So we see Abraham has this experience.
荣耀的神向他启示。
The glorious God revealed himself to him.
这个人是在时间中摸到了永远。
And Abraham in time touched eternity.
雅各也是这样。
And same with Jacob.
在巴旦亚兰的旷野里面。
And in the wilderness.
那么他在夜间看见了一个异象。
That in the wilderness he saw this vision.
什么叫做异象啊？
What does it mean to see a vision?
异象就是神把永远在时间中开启给人看。
It means that in time God has allowed him to see the things of eternity.
所以这个对雅各来讲是一个重大的一个转变。
So for Jacob this is a great turning point.
摩西也是一样。
And same with Moses.
在西乃山上。
On Mount Sinai,
看见了神在永远里面的旨意。
He saw the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
以后的先知众先知也是这样。
And many of the other prophets later on.
先知以赛亚，当他进到圣殿里面去的时候，
That when Isaiah walked into the temple,
他看见一幅荣耀的景象。
He saw a glorious picture.
主高高的坐在宝座上。
That the Lord was seated on the throne.
他的衣裳下垂，遮满圣殿。
And his garment was full of glory.
整个圣殿里面充满神的荣耀。
And in the temple, it was full of God's glory.
神把永远带到时间的里面。
God brought eternity into time.
神开人的眼睛，叫他从时间中看到永远。
And God opened up the hearts of man so that in time we can see the things of eternity.
在加巴鲁的河边区吧，以西结。
Oh, in Ezekiel.
在加巴鲁的河边啊 ，the river of
the river of
Chiba.
Chiba.
对，那么在加巴鲁的河边，神把永远带进来了。
That next to this river of Chiba, God brought eternity in.
所以我们的弟兄虽然在被掳的光景中
，So even though this brother was in captivity.
但是你看，在虽然周遭的环境看起来一片的荒凉败落。
And you look at the current environment, it was all desolate.
但是呢，神开他里面的眼睛。
But God opened up his eyes.
你就看见在那里出现了两个非常不协和的这个图画。
And Ezekiel saw these two different visions.
地上看起来光景是荒凉的。
And to man's eyes, it looks very desolate.
但在他的里面是充满荣耀的。
But within him, he was full of glory.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这些都说明在旧约时代中，
these things speak of in Old Testament times.
神有荣耀的作为。
God has a glorious way of doing things.
他叫人从时间中看到永远的。
He allowed man.Who dwells in time to see the things of eternity.
我们知道到了新约时代中，
And we know that when we come to the New Testament,
神有更具体的启示。
God gives us an even easier way.
在约翰福音里面，约翰就告诉我们。
In John, he tells us.
你看约翰福音第一章十八节。
John chapter 18, he says.
怎么说呢？我们把它读一下。
Let's read John chapter 18.
他说从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来了。第一章十八节。
Oh, chapter, sorry, John chapter 1 verse 18. John chapter 1, verse 18, it says, No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
现在神在时间中做了另外一件大的荣耀的事情。
Now, in eternity, God has done another glorious, great thing.
神叫他的儿子从永远里面来到时间中。
He allowed his son in eternity to come and dwell among men.
然后借着他在地上的生活，把神活活的显明给人看。
And through his life in this world, he allowed his life to be seen.
当然我们知道这一个启示在主的肉身中间还是有阻隔的。
And with this revelation, in his flesh, there were still limitations.
我们看见主在地上的时候曾经做过一件奇妙的事。
You know that the Lord, as he walked on this world, he performed a miraculous thing.
那就是在马太福音第十七章变化山上。
And on Matthew chapter 17 on Mount Transfiguration.
我们都知道主在那个山上变了他的形象。
We know that on Mount Transfiguration, the Lord, changed his image.
其实那个是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
那个意思就是说呢，在变化山上，主耶稣把永远的基督让门徒们看见。
And what does this mean? It means that on Mount Transfiguration, the eternal Christ, he revealed to the disciples.
他们在时间中所看见的耶稣只不过是一个拉撒勒人，是个犹太人。
And this physical Jesus that the disciples saw was merely just Jesus of Nazareth.
但是在永远里面，我们的主是何等的荣耀啊。
But in eternity, our Lord is a glorious God.
他的脸面像日头放光。
His face is like the brightness of the sun.
整个的衣服都是放光的。
And even his robes are of bright light.
这说明什么呢？
And what does this speak of?
说明在永远中。
It speaks that in eternity,
跟在时间中的那个情况是不一样的。
And the things of this world are, in time are different.
所以我们的神今天在时间中，他隐藏他的自己。
So today, the Lord in time has hidden himself.
人就以为说这个宇宙中是没有神的。
And so man believes that, in this world there is no God.
但圣经的历史给我们看见。
But the history that the Bible tells us of, many people had their eyes open to this. And they have met this glory. We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，到了新约的时代里面，
we thank the Lord that as we come to the New Testament time,
神的儿女们接触永远是更容易的。
That the children of God, as we touch the things of eternity, it's much easier.
你记得当你蒙恩得救的时候，
if you remember the moment you were saved,
你从主已经得着了一个永远的生命。
From God, you've gained an eternal life.
所以你的里面已经开始有了永远的性质。
So within you, an eternal life has begun.
为什么这些日子我们一直的鼓励弟兄姊妹们，你要回到这个生命的里面？
And why is it that in these past couple of months we've encouraged everyone to return back to the life within?
因为当你活在这个生命中的时候，
that when we live in this life,
你才能够接触到永远。
Then we can touch the things of eternity.
圣灵也在这个生命中开启我们。
And the Holy Spirit in our life can reveal these things.
让我们能明白永远的事情。
That we can understand the things of eternity.
让我们能看见永远的荣耀。
That we can see the eternal glory.
所以我们知道在新约圣经的里面，
So we know that in the New Testament,
使徒保罗在罗马的监牢的里面，
that the Apostle Paul in the Roman prison,
圣灵在他的生命中做了一个大的启示。
The Holy Spirit did a great change in his revelation in his life.
神把在时间中所隐藏的他那个创世以来的荣耀的旨意开启给保罗。
That the Lord revealed his purpose that was created in eternity and revealed that to Paul.
可以说保罗在外面看起来是活在罗马的监牢里。
And from an outward standpoint, Paul looked and said, oh, I'm living in prison.
手上戴着锁链，脚上戴着脚镣。
My hands and feet are in shackles.
但是他里面呢，却是活在永远的里面。
But within, he was living in that eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是何等的经历啊。
This is what a great experience.
当我们看见约翰到晚年时候也有这样的经历。
And we see John in his later years experience this as well.
约翰在巴摩的海岛上面。
That on the island of Patmos,
神开启他的眼睛。
The Lord opened up John's eyes.
他就忽然在生命中摸到了神的永远。
And all of a sudden, John was able to touch the things of eternity.
所以后来他写下了启示录。
So then he wrote down the book of Revelation.
那是何等样的看见。
What a great vision he saw.
在神的工作中，神有时候给人有特别的经历。
Now, of course, in God's work, he sometimes will allow certain individuals to see this.
但是按照神的恩典来说，
But according to God's grace,
每一个神的儿女在生命中都可以碰到永远。
Every believer in the Lord can touch the things of eternity.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果你今天仅仅是活在外表的一个基督教的一个活动。
If you live in an outward religious Christian life, style,
所谓的外表的聚会，所谓外表的敬拜里面，
all of these Christian meetings and gatherings,
那一个永远在你的身上不会产生多大的改变。
And you will never experience this great change.
只有你碰到这个永远的时候，
only when you touch the things of eternity,
你的生命就改变。
Then your life will change.
我永远不能忘记1968年的。
I'll never forget that in 1986,
主呼召我出来侍奉主的前一年，
the year prior to the Lord calling me out to serve Him,
主在我个人生命里面做的一点点的开启的工作，
that the Lord within me personally did some work.
何等的荣耀！
It was very glorious.
那个改变我的一生。
And it changed me completely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这件事情不是任何人能给你的。
This thing,Not anyone can give to you.
你必须回到生命里面。
We have to go back to the life that the Lord has given us.
你必须容让圣灵在你里面做工。
And we have to acknowledge the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
那么你才真正的摸到了这个永远是。
Then we can touch the things of eternity.
所以今天人在地上，有的人显出能力。
So today in the world, men can manifest certain powers.
你从永远里面把能力带进来了。
If you bring power from eternity here into the
midst, 所以地上才有很多的神迹奇事。
Then we can see a lot of miraculous signs.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and
sisters,
we thank the Lord.
虽然神今天在这个时间中，他隐藏他的自己。
That even though in this world the Lord has hidden himself,
但是他却向着蒙恩的圣徒，借着圣灵，借着生命，他开启。
But to the believer, through the Holy Spirit and through his life, he has revealed eternity to us.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们这般蒙恩得救的人，
we who are saved,
我们是属于永远的。
We are of eternity.
所以愿主真是开我们里面的眼睛。
So may the Lord truly open up our eyes.
让我们能有一点情况的转变。
So that we can have this change in our life.
好。那么我们现在呢，要讲到神创造时间的意义。
So now we'll talk about the purpose of God creating time.
神为什么要创造时间？
Why did God create time?
因为神有一个旨意。
Because God has a purpose.
圣经也很清楚地把这个旨意启示出来。
And the Bible has clearly revealed that to us.
他的旨意是什么呢？
What is his will?
就是基督。
It is Christ.
所以在哥罗西书里面告诉我们说，神的奥秘就是基督。God's mystery.
Oh, the mystery of God is Christ, is Jesus.
神为着要得着基督。
So the Lord, in order to gain Christ,
所以他创造时间。
God, in order to gain Christ, he created time.
所以时间是神的一个工作的一个地方。
And time is a workplace for God.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们今天晓得基督这个意念。
And we know that this the meaning of Christ.
不是光指的主耶稣基督个人说的。
It's not just what Jesus calls himself.
基督在使徒保罗的那个得着的启示里面看见是一个伟大的宇宙人。
That Christ, according to Paul's point of view, is a great
universal man.
Oh, is a universal man.
那个头呢？是元首呢？是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the head is our Lord.
而那个身体呢？是指的教会所。
And the body speaks of the church.
所以这样我们就很清楚。
So now we can see.
神在时间中最大的工作。就是得着教会。
That the one great thing that the Lord wants to gain is the church.
神创造时间的目的就是为了得着教会。
And the Lord, the God created time, in order to gain His church.
就是为着他的儿子要得着一个身体。
And for His Son to have a body.
所以教会在神的心目中间是多么重要的一件事情。
So in God's heart, the church is a very important thing.
我们作为神的儿女。
As a child of God,
作为一个基督徒,
as a Christian,
弟兄姊妹, 你不仅要爱主,
we not only have to love the Lord,
要爱主的教会,
we have to love the church.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
这是关乎我们个人蒙恩的事情。
This is directly related to our own personal salvation.
你不要以为说我没有教会生活, 我个人可以好好的爱主。弟兄姊妹们，没有这件事情。
We can't feel that, oh, well, I don't need to, my brothers and sisters, I can love the Lord on my own. We cannot have this feeling.
今天你要真正的爱主，你就必须有好的教会生活。
And if we truly love the Lord, then we must have a good church life.
在时间中
，in time，
只有教会是属于永远的。
Only the church is of eternity.
只有教会将来能进入永远。
Only the church can enter into eternity.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是今天我们作为神的儿女们必须要有的认识。
And this, as a child of God, we must understand.
那么神怎样在时间中做工呢
？Now, how does God do work in time?
我们知道神创造了万有。
We know that God created everything.
神就把万有都放在时间的里面。
And the universe, and He placed everything in time.
也可以说他在时间中创造万有。
And you can say in time He created the universe.
并且呢，他把整个万有都封闭在这个时间的里面。
And He sealed the universe in time.
所以呢，今天呢，凡是在时间中的，不管是有生命的或者没有生命的，都受时间的限制。
And today in the world, whether there is life or inanimate objects, everything is bound within time.
我们整个人类也是受时间的限制。
And the entire human race is contained in time.
甚至连魔鬼、连仇敌、黑暗的权势的工作都受时间的限制。
And even Satan, the devil, and his evil works are bound by time.
所以今天我们能领会到。
So today we can understand.
凡在时间中的都是暂时的。
All things in time are temporal.
就是有时间的限制。
There is you're limited by time.
凡在时间中的都要起变化。
All things within time will change.
没有一样东西不起变化。
Nothing, there isn't anything that will not
change. 凡在时间中的都是有限。
All things bound by time are limited.
并且凡在时间中的都会逐渐的衰败。
And all things bound by time will age and decay.
这就是讲到为什么我们会越来越老啊。
This is why our physical body we age.
我们为什么周遭东西越来越陈旧啊。
And why are the things getting old?
因为这是神的定命。
Because this is destined by God.
我们有人称他说这是自然律。
And we say that this is a natural, a destiny, a natural law.
这是没有人任何人能抗拒的东西。
This is something that no one can have control over.
并且呢，不仅逐渐的衰老，并且还会结束。
Not only will things decay and age, but things will also come to an end.
时间一到就结束。
When the time is up, it will be concluded.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
基督徒对于生死的问题，我们必须从永远和时间来看。
As a Christian, when we view life and death, we have to look at it from an eternal eyesight.
所以圣经中常常讲到有人死的时候叫做他的时间满足。
And a lot of times people will say that when someone dies, it means that their life is fulfilled.
所以呢，我们即使将来还没到将来神把整个时间结束。
Although we have not come to that point where the Lord has concluded time,
我们人一生活在地上，我们都知道有一个结束的时间。
We know that as we live in this world, there is that end point.
每个人都有结束的时间。
Everyone has that concluding end point.
但是对于基督徒来讲，
But for a Christian,
这具备有不同的意义在里面。
There is a different meaning to this.
当你的时间到了，一结束什么意思啊？
That when our life comes to an end, what does that mean?
你就开始进入永远。
You enter into eternity.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，对于神的儿女来讲，死亡只是一个警戒的一个转换。
For a Christian, death is merely just a change, a changing of the realm.
难怪使徒保罗说，离世与主同在是好的无比的。
That's why Paul would say that there is nothing that can compare to knowing the surpassing knowledge of Christ.
因为保罗有永远的眼光。
Because Paul has this eternal viewpoint.
所以基督徒常常讲死了就是回家了，你看多好啊。
So a lot of times Christians will say, if we die, we go home. What a wonderful thing.
但是对于没有信主的人来讲的话呢，
But for those who do not believe in the Lord,
这是可怕的东西。
This is a very scary thing.
这个时间一到，
When time comes to an end, you enter into eternal hell.
Perish. 所以人呢，今天要抓住时间接受耶稣基督是那么重要。
So today, for man to take the opportunity, hold on to the opportunity to accept the salvation of the Lord is a very important thing.
那么神什么时候结束这个时间呢？
So when is it that time will be concluded?
就是神得着了他要得着的东西之后，这一切都结束了。
When the Lord has gained what he wants to gain, then time will conclude.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗在腓立比书第三章有这么一个意念。
In Philippians, there is this statement, thought.
保罗说啊，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
All things compared to Christ are rubbish.
为什么保罗呢会把万有看作是粪土呢？
Why would Paul say that all things aside from Christ are rubbish?
因为保罗看见一件事情。
Because Paul saw one thing.
当有一天神得着了他要得着的教会，得着基督的时候，
that on, he saw that when God gains, the day that God gains the church,
那其他一切的东西都变粪土。
All other things are but rubbish.
神要把整个旧有的天地卷起来。
He will roll up all the old heaven and earth.
然后呢，放在火中把它销毁。
And he'll throw it into the fire to be burned.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
What is this meaning?
这就告诉我们在人类的历史中啊。
You know that this speaks of that in human history,
不管你有多伟大的成就，
No matter how great your accomplishments are,
多伟大的建筑，
How great your status is,
多伟大的思想，
How great your thoughts are,
多伟大的著作，
How great your works are,
那个 writings,
oh, your writings.
啊，我们知道，在我们人的思想中有很多伟大的东西啊。
We know that in the human mind there are a lot of great things.
还有很多的良辰美景，很多美丽的风景。
And there are a lot of really wonderful views.
我们要晓得这些东西都是神给人暂时的。
And we know that all of these things God has given to us.
一等到教会被神得着的时候，
When God has gained the church.
这一切你过去认为所伟大的东西，统统变成什么？变成粪土。
All the things that we once thought were of great value will become but garbage and rubbish.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and
sisters, 你如果具备有永远的眼光，
If you have an eternal viewpoint,
你在时间中啊，你就不会去羡慕什么。
In time, you will not be envious of anything.
他有很多钱也好，那个是粪土。
All of, that person has a lot of money and wealth. That's garbage.
啊，那个人有很多的产业。
That person has a lot of
investment
and
那个人很聪明，有很多的成就。
That person is really smart and is very successful.
那个也都是粪土。
That is all but rubbish.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道今天呢，在地上人会骄傲，就是他粪土多一点。
And the reason why man will be jealous of things or envious of things is because we have a lot of garbage.
我不是在讲笑话。
I'm not saying a joke.
这是圣经给我们一个重要的开启。
This is what the Bible has is speaking to us.
所以使徒保罗才告诉我们。
So the Apostle Paul tells us,
你在地上你要用事物像不用事物，你要用东西，用地上的东西好像不用一样。
You have to use the things of the world as if you're not using it.
就是神给我们用用，感谢主，用用就好，没什么好夸耀的，对不对？
And we just use it for practical things and then there's nothing special about it.
你有很大的智慧，你有很多的发明，你有很多的东西，用用就好了。
You have great knowledge, you have great inventions, you have great things, just use it and then just let it go.
约翰告诉我们说呢，不要爱世界。
John tells us, do not love the world.
神给你用用就好，不要爱它。
God allows us to use the things of the world, but don't love the things of the world.
为什么？因为你一爱，你整个心思意念情绪都被它影响。
Because when we love the world, then our entire focus is on those things.
所以对基督徒来讲，
For a Christian,
有与没有差不多的。
Whether you have it or you don't have it, it's the same thing.
很多弟兄姊妹啊，有了感谢赞美主，没有了苦苦哀求啊。
Some Christians, when we have the things that we want, we're very happy. When we don't have it, we're very sad.
下次你就不需要这样。
And next time we don't need to be like this.
他比你多，你没有，你感谢主，他粪土多一点的。
If that person has more and you have less, well, praise the Lord, that person has more garbage.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
所以主他告诉我们说，财主进天国是难的。
So that's why the Bible says it's hard for a rich person to enter into heaven.
因为粪土特多。
Because they have a lot of rubbish.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
保罗看见一件事情。
Paul saw something.
为着他，为着神所要得做的事情，看万事如同粪土。
For the things of compared to Christ, all other things are but rubbish.
我常常听见弟兄姊妹说祷告说主啊，我们要看万事如同粪土。
And I hear many prayers from brothers and sisters, how they offer it and say that may we see all things as rubbish.
但是一爬起来就拼命抓粪土了。
But as soon as they end their prayer, they start grabbing this rubbish, holding on to it.
还没有看见。
This means that they have not seen the things of eternity.
你要真正看见永远。
If you have truly seen eternity,
就像保罗讲，你会以上面的事为念。
Just like Paul says, you will look at the things above.
圣经讲到属天，讲到属灵，这都是讲到永远的事情。
When the Bible speaks of the life and the spirit, these are all things of eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神什么时候要结束这个时间呢
？So when will God conclude time？
有两件事情我们需要特别注意。
There are two things that we need to pay attention to。
第一个，圣经告诉我们说，得救的人数满足的时候，神就结束了。
The first point is that when the specific number of believers that are saved are fulfilled。
这句话的意思是说什么呢
？What does this mean？
就是神。得着了足够的人数建立教会，时间就结束。
When the Lord has gained enough people, enough believers to construct the church, then He will conclude the time.
从教会历史上我们可以看见。
From church history, we see this.
并不是神说所有创造的人都会得救。
And it doesn't mean that everyone will be saved in this world.
但是呢，神的心愿。神的爱是愿意人人得救。
But the Lord's love and his desire is that everyone will be saved.
不愿意一个人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
但是事实上我们知道，不是所有人都会得救。
But in reality, we know that not everyone will believe in the Lord.
所以今天早晨，如果亲爱的朋友们，你在这里听这个道，你还没有得救，你要抓住机会了。
So for those of you here this morning who have not accepted the Lord, you need to take the opportunity to believe in the Lord.
所以第一件事情，当神 建造教会的人数满足的时候，时间就结束了。
So the first point is that when the Lord has gained the specific number, the exact number to construct the church, then he will conclude time.
所以传福音的目的就是促进这个人数快达到满足。
So the purpose of preaching the gospel is to fulfill this number.
所以这个对我们来讲没什么好夸耀。
And this thing is not anything that we need to brag about.
所以教会在这样努力传福音啊。
And so as a church, we need to put our efforts into preaching the gospel.
这个人数快快的能够达到满足。
That this number would quickly be fulfilled.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
就是教会的成熟。
Is the maturity of the church.
那你说教会怎么会成熟呢？
And you say, how can the church become mature?
弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters,
第十九章
in John 19,
启示录第十九章
in Revelations 19,
讲到羔羊的妻
it talks about the bride of the Lamb,
那里提到羔羊的婚宴
and it talks about the wedding of the Lamb,
那里所说的羔羊的妻新妇羔羊的新妇
and it talks about the bride,
那里是指的一般成熟的基督徒说的。
And this bride speaks of the mature Christians.
教会是因为一般成熟的圣徒而达到成熟的。
So the church becomes mature when there are mature Christians.
所以这个是今天更迫切的一个要求。
And this is an even more urgent matter.
是关乎到我们个人在主面前的。
Because this is regarding our personal life with the Lord.
基督徒要往成熟的路上走。
We need to walk on the path of maturity.
我们不要永远做婴孩。
We don't want to be infants forever.
我们应该一年年过来在主里面有长进。
Year after year, we need to advance in the Lord.
我们不能一年过来一年的是倒退啊。
We cannot backtrack with each year.
你的确，你看见神的儿女中间有这种现象。
And we see this among God's people.
有的神的儿女们一年过一年在主面前长进。
And many believers are year after year they're advancing in the Lord.
很可惜，看见有的人逐渐倒退。
And unfortunately, we see some who are backsliding.
那个叫做经不起时间的考验。
And that means that they have not survived the test of time.
所以这两件事情。
So these two things.
是我们今天在时间中我们要非常注意的两件事情。
In time, these are two things that we need to pay attention to.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当你懂得什么是永远的这件事情的时候。
When we can understand what eternity is.
你就能够解释旧约的历史也能解释新约教会的历史。
Then you can explain the history of the Old Testament and the history of the New Testament.
我从前读旧约的时候我不能明白。
In the past, I could not understand what the Old Testament spoke of.
因为从事实上来看，整个旧约的圣经是一个失败的历史。
Because in the Old Testament times, it's a history of failure.
我常常想，神是全智全能的神，对不对？
Our God is an all-powerful, and wise God.
为什么会许可地上他的工作是这样呢？
Why would he allow his work on this earth to appear to be a failure?
我们晓得今天在地上如果一个人有智慧有才干有能力的话呢他绝对不会许可他的事业是在这样一种情况里面。
And for those in a profession who have the wisdom and knowledge and power, you would not allow your work to become a failure.
你读教会历史书更是这样。
But when you read about church history,
从第五个世纪直到第十五个世纪，有一千年的黑暗时期。
From the 5th century to the 15th century, there's 1,000 years of darkness.
我们的心里常想，这是神的工作吗？
And we look at this and we say, is this really God's work?
为什么神也不着急呢？
How come God is not panicking?
如果是我们的话呢，我们老早就伸手干预了，对不对呢？
If it was us, we would have already put our hands into it to fix it.
我们一定是要我们的工作在地上充满荣耀，是充满能力的。
We would definitely allow the work of our hands to be full of great, glory.
怎么会这么软弱，这么失败呢？
Why is it so weak and full of failure?
一直到今天。
All the way up until today.
我们看见地上的教会，人就在软弱的光景中。
We see all, the church has always been in a position of weakness and failure.
弟兄姊妹，请我们注意了。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention.
因为神在时间中啊，他只要得着他所得着的，神就满足了。
Only when God gains what he is set to gain within time, then he is satisfied.
所以神根本不在乎这个过程的情况。
So he doesn't care about the pathway of failure.
所以到了最后，我们看见虽然仇敌在地上呢，搅了个天翻地覆的，对不对？
So we know that in the end times, you see how Satan has flips everything upside down.
但是神知道有个时间要来到。
But he knows that the time will come to an end.
只有教会被主得着了。
When the church has been gained by God.
魔鬼再有能力，再有智慧，也不行，神把他卷起来，就通通丢到火里去了。
No matter how powerful and how wicked Satan is, the Lord will roll everything up like a scroll and throw it into the fire.
所以当有一天主开我的眼睛。
So one day the Lord opened my eyes.
我看见永远的意义的时候。
When I saw the purpose of eternity.
我就对旧约的历史、新约的历史，我就完全明白。
So then I was able to understand the history of the Old Testament and the history of the New Testament.
所以你记得神创造天地说第七天进入安息。
So you know that you remember that when the Lord, after the Lord created the heavens and the earth on the seventh day, He rested.
神在时间中从来不着急，我们很着急，神从来不着急。
The Lord is never anxious or worried, but we are very anxious and worried people.
那你也会说，你说我还看见神圣经中记载的神发怒啊。
But then you say, well, I see the recordings in the Bible that the Lord gets angry.
那么弟兄姊妹，神为什么发怒呢？
And why does the Lord get angry?
神在旧约圣经里面，因为以色列人他们该得着的福分他们没有得着，所以神很生气。
Because when the Israelites did not gain what they were set out to gain, then the Lord became angry.
同样在新约圣经也是一样。
And the same in the New Testament.
神在教会里看见神的百姓该得着的福分他不得，神实在是很生气。
When the Lord looks at the church and says and sees that the people are supposed to gain what they're supposed to gain, but they don't, then the Lord becomes angry.
所以我常常感觉我们新约时代中的百姓啊，时代的百姓跟旧约时代的百姓差不多是一样的，顽梗悖逆。
And I see that the New Testament Christians and the Old Testament Christians are the same.
啊，我们人固执起来的时候很厉害的。
When man becomes selfish, stubborn.
他决定不要神的恩典，就不要神的恩典。
When they don't want the grace of God, they don't want the grace of God.
哇，你九条牛你拉他不动的。
No matter how you twist their arm, they don't budge.
看，这不叫神生气吗？
And doesn't this cause the Lord to be angry?
因为神像父亲一样爱他的孩子。
Because the Lord is like a father who loves his child.
我想今天做父母的人都能体会。
And all those who are parents will be able to understand.
当你的孩子这个你可以得着，你不得着，父亲就很生气，对不对？
When you look at your child and say, "Oh, you could have gained this, but you didn't," then as a parent, you get upset.
神除了为这件事情会生气之外，神整个的工作都充满安息。
Aside from the Lord being angry at this, all other things in time He does not get angry.
神从来不着急。
The Lord does not get anxious.
所以你记得在启示录有这样的话吗？
So remember in Revelations, it says this.
那忍耐到底的必然得救。
If you can persevere to the end, then you will be saved.
就说你看见神的工作，你就不着急了。
So that when you, it means that when you look at God's work, then you will not be anxious.
既然神能忍耐，我们也忍耐。
When the Lord is patient, so we need to be patient.
他不做，我就不做。
If the Lord doesn't do that work, then I will.
他要做，我就跟着做。
If He wants to do it, then I will follow Him and do it.
这是一个真正认识神的人。
This is someone who really knows the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你用这些话，你来衡量一下自己的生活。
Use these words and you evaluate your own life.
我们真的是跟着神在这里行事吗？
Are we truly following the ways of the Lord?
啊，这是多么重要的一件事。
This is such an important thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们再说，时间是有限的。
So time is limited.
时间是会结束。
And time will be concluded.
所以因此，圣经告诉我们。
So as the Bible tells us.
时间是我们基督徒的机会。
Time for a Christian is our opportunity. 啊，
再说。时间是我们的机会。
I'll say again, time is our opportunity.
保罗告诉我们要爱惜光阴。
Paul tells us that we need to make the most of our time or the most of our opportunity.
作为一个基督徒。
As a Christian.
我们要认识那个时间真实的意义。
We need to understand the meaning of time.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
I once mentioned this to all of you.
一个人忙碌啊，并不代表爱惜光阴。
Someone who fills their days with busy work does not mean that you're making the most of your time.
因为我们一般的观念上是这样。
So our thinking is like this.
我们从早到晚要把时间排得紧紧的。
Let's fill our day with activities.
那么这个叫做爱惜时间。
Then this means that I'm making the most of my time.
当然，神不喜欢懒惰的人。
Of course, the Lord does not like lazy people.
但是弟兄姊妹们，时间的运用不是这样运用。
But the use of time is not like this.
真正爱惜光阴的圣徒。
For those who truly make the most of their time.
是抓住神给机会的圣徒。
Are those who hold on to the opportunities that God gives us.
神在我们每天的生活里都不知道给我们有多少的机会。
In each day that we have, we can't count how many opportunities that God gives us.
弟兄姊妹，你要学习听神的话，活在神的跟前。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to be obedient to God and follow Him.
我们有太多的机会蒙恩。
We have too many opportunities that we've lost.
我想为这年轻的弟兄姊妹讲一个实际的经历。
So for the younger ones, I'll give this example.
上礼拜我在洪忠家里跟弟兄姊妹也讲到。
And last week at Brother John Hong's house, I mentioned this as well. And I'll say it again today.
你看我们基督徒怎样抓住机会来跟随主。
You see how Christians grab onto opportunity.
前几天我有天出去散步啊，去顺便买点东西。
And the other day I took a walk and I picked up some things.
我回程的时候呢，那个很窄的路中间忽然有个香蕉皮在那里。
And on my way back home, I noticed on the side of the road there was a banana peel.
当然我觉得很小心，我就跨过那个香蕉皮走过去。
And of course, I was very careful. I stepped over it and kept walking.
我走了没多久，多远呢？
And I realized that after a couple of steps,
忽然一个意念出来了。
There was a feeling inside.
这生命的感觉。
This is the feeling of life within.
主说，虽然那个香蕉皮不是你丢的。
That even though this banana peel, you did not throw it there.
但是这个这里啊，常常有很多人走来走去啊。
But there are often people who walk along this path.
你啊，回去把它捡起来，丢掉。
You go back, pick it up, and throw it away.
我犹豫了一下。
And I was wavering for a little bit.
我想这个香蕉皮也不是我丢的。
I thought, well, I wasn't the one that threw this left this banana peel there, but God wants me to go pick it up.
所以我就顺服主，我就回去捡起来。
So I was obedient to the Lord. I went back and I picked it up.
把那个香蕉皮丢到个安全的地方。
So I threw the banana peel into a safe area.
但是你弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这是非常小的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you know, this is a very small thing.
但是带给我灵里面极大的快乐。
But in my spirit, it brought me great joy.
基督徒在生活中有太多的机会可以蒙恩了。
As a Christian, there are so many opportunities where we can gain grace.
我举的这么一个香蕉皮的是鸡毛蒜皮的小事给你听。
This example that I've given you with this banana peel is such a small example.
就说明我们基督徒在生活中，弟兄姊妹在每一件最小的事情上都可以跟从主的。
That in every little situation of our lives, we can follow the Lord.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
在时间中啊，神不仅把机会给我们。
That in time, He has not only given us the opportunities.
当我们的机会错过的时候呢
？But that when we miss our opportunities,
神还给我们有赎回的机会。
God allows us to have another chance.
Redeem.
We can redeem that opportunity that was lost.
在彼得的书信里面告诉我们呢，神给我们有悔改的机会。
So Peter tells us that there is a, we can come back, turn back, we can return to the Lord, repent to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个悔改啊，这个不是光是你蒙恩得救的那一个刹那，你悔改就够了。
And this repentance is not just on the day that you accepted the Lord. That repentance,
that's
not enough.
这是神的大怜悯。
This is the great grace of the Lord.
像我们一生所失去的。弟兄姊妹，还有机会可以把它重新找回来。
That all the things that we've missed and have failed in, we can repent and redeem.
但是呢，我常常发现我们基督徒在神跟前不懂得这个恩典。
But I think a lot of Christians don't understand this grace.
我们做错了事，我们常常懊悔，但是没有改。
When we do something wrong, we regret, but we don't change.
悔改的意思是不仅懊悔，还要改。
Repentance does not mean to repent, but it means to change.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
悔改只有在时间中可以做的。
Repentance is only something that you can do in time.
一进入永远，再也没有机会悔改。
Once you enter into eternity, you can never repent again.
所以今天你还活着。
So today, you're still alive in this world.
你还有这个机会。
We still have this opportunity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你若不能抓住今天的机会。
If you don't hang on to the opportunities today.
你迟延。
You delay. You delay.
啊，你以为无所谓。
You think that it's not a big deal.
那一天到审判台前，那你的悔改就是大的了。
And that day that you face the Lord's judgment, then your repentance is useless.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们作为基督徒，我们要懂得在时间中怎样在神面前来生活。
That as a Christian in time, we would know how to live.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章告诉我们。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul tells us.
一个基督徒要顾念永远的事。
A Christian is to look towards things that are eternal.
啊，这个顾念就是英文讲就是留意，要注意这个。
And this means to pay attention to the things that are eternal.
凡在时间中的都是暂时的。
And all the things in time are temporal.
那个不值得我们用多少注意力。
And it's not worthy of us contemplating.
我们基督徒要顾念的是永远的事情。
As a believer, we need to reflect on the things that are of eternity.
虽然我们的外体一天一天的毁坏，
Even though our outward body daily is decaying.
但是这个里面的人要一天新似一天。
But our inner man needs to be renewed daily.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个才是一个真正顾念永远的人。
And this is one who really understands and follows the ways of eternity.
我们刚才已经讲到了。
And we've already mentioned this earlier,
在时间中间,
that in time,
神最大的注意和最大的工作就是建立教会。
The greatest thing that the Lord is focusing on is establishing the church.
所以我们基督徒要努力地活在身体的里面。
So we need to continue to live within the body life.
你的属灵生命要能够成长成熟，你必须有好的教会生活。
If your spiritual life is mature, then you must have a good church life.
弟兄姊妹，你一个人在神面前追求，不可能达到成熟。
For you to pursue the Lord on your own, you cannot fulfill the desire of the Lord.
像我们中国的北方的圣徒们，他们做这个比喻。
So the northern Chinese people,
他们讲这个炭火要堆在一起烧才旺。
Oh, so the Chinese people in the northern provinces say that to heat up the coals, you have to build it up together.
你如果把这一个炭火拿开了放在边上，它就根本烧不起来，慢慢慢慢就冷。
If you take one coal and place it by itself somewhere else, it will quickly cool off.
这是一个好的比喻。
This is a good analogy.
所以教会的生活能够使我们里面爱主的心一直被维系。
So within the church, we need to preserve the love of the Lord.
身体的生活能使我们的生命越过越成长。
And this body life allows us to have a mature spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是非常重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
我们要顾念那个看不见的，顾念永远。
We need to not pay attention to the things that are temporal, but we need to pay attention to the things of eternal.
我们都知道，今天神的工作已经来到尾声。
And we know that God's work is coming to an end.
时间很快就结束。
Time will quickly be concluded.
我们真是巴望。在这样一个紧迫的时代，一点机会的时候，每个弟兄姊妹都能把眼睛放在永远的事上。
That in this short time of urgency, may every believer place our eyes on the things that are of eternal value.
这里顺便有两件事情和大家一同相互的激励。 勉励的。
So I want to mention these two things as a mutual reminder, encouragement.
我们还活在时间中。
That we are still living in time.
第一个。
The first one.
绝对不要做叫自己后悔的事。
Do not do things that you will regret.
你明知做这个事情，你将来一定懊悔，一定后悔。今天就千万别做。
If you know that later on you will definitely regret this, today do not do it.
当然了，一个真正不叫自己后悔的事，就是要跟得上神的心意。
And we need to follow the will of the Lord.
不仅说你行为上面来讲，维持你的清洁。就是维持一个 clean 的一个行为。
Oh, it doesn't mean that you only preserve a clean way of living.
更重要的是要跟得上神的旨意。
And more importantly, we need to follow the will of God.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be a confused man.
要明白神的旨意如何。
But know the will of God.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
绝对不做得罪神的事情。
Do not do things against the will of God.
这个要自己勉励自己。
And this is, we have to remind ourselves.
若是我们忍不住了，有的时候犯了罪，犯了错，弟兄姊妹要快快到主跟前去悔改。
And if you can't help it and you do engage in these sinful acts, we need to quickly return to repentance.
我们怎么样才能做不得罪神的事情呢？
How can we do things that will not, where we will not sin against the Lord?
最好的方法是听神的话。
The best way is to listen to the Lord.
并且尊重神的话。
And to respect the word of the Lord.
凡神的话中有的。
And anything that is spoken of by God.
我们都尊重。
We need to respect it.
凡神的话中没有的。
And things that the Lord did not speak of.
我们统统把它摆在一边。
We'll just put it to the side.
那弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们很快的就会来到一个大审判的时代。
We know that very quickly we will be facing this great judgment.
这不仅地上的这些东西啊是粪土。
It's not only that these worldly things are but rubbish.
老实讲，今天所谓在基督教里面很多的事物，只要与基督不相合的东西，全部都是粪土。
That in Christianity, anything aside from Christ, these are all but rubbish.
我们所做的工作跟神的教会跟神所定的旨意没有关系的，也都是粪土。
And all the work that is outside of the Lord that we do in the church is all but rubbish.
这是圣经给我们一个重要的开始。
This is a very, very important revelation that the Bible has given us.
所以我们要感谢神。
So we need to thank the Lord.
我们的主并不是单言。
That our
not delay.
That our Lord has delayed.
No, not delay. 他不是单言，他是宽容我们。
Oh, we thank the Lord that He does not tarry.
Tarry. 但他是宽容我们，他这个。OK, 我们来再把这个彼得后书读一读好。
Sorry. Let's read a second Peter.
彼得后书第三章第九节我们再读一下。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，那是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦。
2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
作为一个基督徒,
as a Christian,
我们要懂得永远和时间的意义。
We have to understand the meaning of time and the meaning of eternity.
愿主把这个重要的也是最基本的一个认识，那么开启在我们每个弟兄姊妹的里面。
May the Lord place this very important yet very basic concept in our hearts.
我想最后呢，我们请弟兄姊妹来唱首诗歌哈。
And lastly, can we sing one song?
我在 WCCC 最后那堂聚会里面。曾经唱过这首诗歌。
And at the West Coast Christian Conference, we sing this often.
我觉得这首诗歌实在是一个很好的提醒。
I feel like this song is a very good reminder.
诗歌第373首。
The hymn is 373.
我们就唱135，唱三节就可以。
We'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
我们请大家一同起立来唱。
Can we all stand and sing together?
我们唱完之后，我们请弟兄姊妹个人在主面前都能有一点点的祷告。
And as we conclude this song, may we all have some personal prayers to the Lord.
求主不把今天早晨的道光当作道理来听。
That today's message is not simply just a teaching.
愿主使我们里面真正的有看见。
But that within, the Lord would allow us to truly have our eyes opened.
弹一句，我们就一起来唱。
Passages is countenance 人常看见，但不认识他的善。他的深度虽然仍是爱无限，却未看见他的风采。他们看见他脸面，认识他的荣耀光明。但玛利亚天看见他的泪眼，知道他心痛的情形，知道他心痛。天上虽有无比荣耀的冠冕，但我是假可以顺从。他为我们所受一切的磨练，在地才能与他交通。今若爱惜就再寻不到疲倦，再无机会为他受苦，再也不能为他的过河失恋，再为他舍弃和幸福，再为他舍弃和幸福。我多羡慕早日看见你脸面，那时实在好得无比。但是我也不愿免去你失恋，失去如此交通甜蜜。求你怜悯使我充满你大爱，不顾一切为你生活。将来又会今天错过，将来又会今天错过。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，你的怜悯，对今天早晨临到所有势力在你跟前的人，主知道我们人的愚昧，但是感谢你用恩典的手把我们从仇敌的手下，从世界中牵引出来。主啊，你在我们身上有你自己荣耀的工作。主啊，在我们 和懵懂无知的时候，主你已经救了我们，并且把永远的生命赐给我们。主啊，今天我们求你施恩给我们，开我们里面的眼睛，叫我们在地上还有机会的时候，知道什么是你荣耀的旨意。求你施恩眷顾保守，谢谢你决定我们的祷告，感谢基督宝贵的名。主，早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we prostrate before you.
我们要满心的感谢你。
We come before you with full of thanksgiving.
你不仅救我们脱离仇敌的手。
You not only taken us away from the hands of Satan.
不仅救我们脱离永远的灭亡。
And you've not only saved us from eternal perishment.
你也救我们脱离了时间的限制。
But you've saved us from the boundaries of time.
因为你已经把永远的生命赐给了我们。
Because you have already placed that eternal life within us.
我们知道有一天当时间结束的时候。
And we know that one day when time has been concluded.
今天我们这些有你生命的人。
All of us who have your life.
要和你一同进入永远。
Will enter into eternity.
主啊，你还留我们在地上。
Lord, you still allow us to remain in this world.
我们还有生命气息，我们还有时间。
And we still have time and opportunity.
我们求你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Allow us to open up our eyes.
叫我们能抓住你所给我们的机会。
That we would hold on to the opportunities that you give us.
能够积存永远的丰富。
So that we can gain an eternal blessing.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open up our eyes.
叫我们知道今天在地上什么是最重要的。
That we will understand the most valuable thing.
到底你要得着什么。
And what you want to gain.
主啊，好叫我们能够与你同行。
So that we can have the same mind as you.
我们能做你眼中所喜悦的事。
And we can do the things that are pleasing to you.
主啊，不容许那些在时间中的这些事物限制我们。
And Lord, don't allow the things of time to block us.
若是我们的心还停留在那些暂时的、那些将来必要朽坏的事情上。
If our hearts still dwell on the things that are temporal and the things that will disappear.
求你用恩典的手牵引我们。
May you use your hands of grace to carry us through.
主啊，你知道我们原是愚昧的人。
Lord, you know that we are a weak
people.
And we don't know how to choose the things of eternity. May the Holy Spirit in each of our personal lives lead us. Lord, we thank you. You have not returned. You are not delaying. But yet you allow us to have this opportunity. So Lord, may you allow us to hold on to our time.
叫我们能够活得富富足足的。
So that we can live full of blessing.
活得满有喜乐。
And live full of joy.
叫我们能更清醒地跟随你。
So that we can follow you more closely.
主啊，早晨我们知道你在我们的中间。
Lord, we know that you are in our midst this morning.
愿你得着我们深处的敬拜。
May you receive the glory.
垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.